Golf and curling are growing in their popularity for blind and partially sighted people. And today we are joined by Jim Gale from Scottish Disability Golf and Curling. So let's start with a look at the curling. It's that kind of season at the moment. Is it growing and what kind of things have you been up to in the past few months?
Yeah, it's growing steadily. We've got people coming in now who have never curled before. Just recently we held a pairs competition, which was brand new. And we had 18 games over 3 days to allow people with various disabilities to come in, including blind and vision impaired people, and give it a try. We had some tuition lined up for them and get all the safety equipment and all that sort of thing as well. So they were completely new to the game. They're actually getting quite good. So we're starting to get a bit worried that the competitions that we're playing in, there's getting a stronger and stronger field every time we play.
Now, with the golf, you know, you take part in tournaments at home and abroad. In fact, all around the globe, there are tournaments because blind golf especially is incredibly big. Is curling going that way as well? I would imagine it's big in North America and Canada, but is it growing globally?
Certainly in Canada, it's grown considerably over the last 5 to 6 years. It really is. In America, obviously, they've just started. I think their first Olympic and Paralympic Games were just in the last few years. But now we're finding out that, you know, the likes of the Scandinavian countries, Japan, China, obviously with the recent Olympics over there, it's beginning to expand. So the opportunities, yes, for the able-bodied world is fantastic, but the disabled world, blind and vision impaired people, the opportunities are starting to grow. There might be grassroots at the moment, seedlings, but hopefully they'll grow rapid in the next few years.
So the system that you guys use then for people who show an interest but perhaps have never thrown a curling stone before, how do you encourage them in? What support do they get to kind of get a grip of the game, if you like?
What we found was a great system was to get people to come along, and we all sit around on a table and have a coffee and a bacon roll or something like that at the curling. Make a few introductions, get them introduced to the coaches. We get them a pair of grippers so it's impossible to slip on the ice. That's what people come along and think. Oh, it's going to be very cold. Well, yes, I'm afraid it is. It's going to be cold. So you'll need a couple of extra layers on. But the next thing is, oh, well, I'll slip and I'll fall and it'll not be pretty and I'll hurt myself. And it's rubbish. You've got to be doing something silly to fall on the ice. We don't expect people to deliver the stones as they would, say, on the Paralympics or the Olympics. That's not always practical. So we give them a delivery cue, and that delivery cue attaches to the top of the stone, and they can actually walk across the ice to deliver their stone, which anybody that has additional disabilities like leg issues, amputations, back trouble, rheumatism, arthritis, and all these exciting things, those can be avoided by the delivery stick. So we'll get all that sorted out. Then once everybody's been introduced, we get out in their teams, and then there's the tuition starts with the coaches, maybe an hour or so of that just to get everybody sorted out, and then we'll start a game. And then by then they should have the distance, because it's a fixed distance between the hack, which is at the beginning of the ice, and the house, which is the circles at the end. So then everybody can have a try at delivering the stone, finding the speed of the ice, which is quite important, and then how hard they need to push it or how soft they need to push it if there's different types of shots being asked for. It's a gentle introduction as opposed to throwing them into the deep end and trying to find out the way through.
So a little bit like the golf then, when people come to that for the first time, Jim, you know, they get a chance to perhaps try out just hitting the ball, and they'll have people with them who will perhaps spot the ball, give them some directions, tell them the lay of the land. So it sounds quite similar to golf and curling, that you're using, you know, your sighted guide to kind of paint that picture in your head of what you need to do with the golf ball or the curling stone.
Yeah, we recently held a Disabled Golf Week where there was 8 hubs, as we call them, across the whole of the week for the 7 days. There was always something going on every day at various places around the country, as far away as the Isle of Lewis, right the way down Edinburgh, Dumfries, Glasgow, and all points in between. And we used a similar system for the golf. We got everybody along to a golf club or a driving range, coffee, bacon roll, introductions to the PGA professionals, and then just get them out onto a practice area. If the weather wasn't particularly good, then we'd be in a driving range, which is also covered. And then we'd give them the introduction to the clubs. Everybody wants to stand up there and give it like Rory McIlroy and whack it, you know, 200 and 300 yards. It's never practical. So the pro will introduce them to the game. If they can hit a driver 100 yards, fantastic, on the first time. And then you play your little chip shots or your putting and things like that, and go through the whole bag of clubs as to what's needed for what particular type of job. The guides obviously will involve them as well. They can have a game sometime. They can have a hit of the ball when the blind person or the vision impaired person is having a rest or maybe fancying another cup of coffee. But you know, we want everybody to have a go. And then if the weather's okay, we'll get everybody out on the golf course and have a little bit of chipping practice out of the rough onto the green, a little bit of putting, things like that. And then it's always nice to stand up on a first tee and whack the ball down the middle of the fairway. And if anybody comes back and they're able to tell me what that's like, I'd be quite willing to listen.
Now, we will give some contact details, Jim, for Scottish Disability Golf and Curling if people would like more info. As for 2023, what sort of things are in the calendar?
I suppose our biggest event is the Phoenix Cup. We're taking a team from around Europe, the home nations and a couple of European nations, across to California, a place just north of Santa Barbara. And we're taking about 15 or 16 golfers across there of all disabilities, blind and vision impaired included. And we're hopefully going to defend the title. It's a little bit like the Ryder Cup. We actually won that competition when we played it in Florida. And then the following year, we're actually coming back to St Andrews, the home of golf, when hopefully we'll be defending the title again.
So lots happening in golf. Again, you know, you can take up the golf, as with the curling, just for fun as an amateur, you can take it to that competitive level. Plans to grow the competitive side of the curling as well, like the golf?
Yeah. The structure that we've got for the golf obviously works for us very well. So we've taken all the elements from that and put them onto the curling. So we'll start everybody off locally, perhaps regionally after that. Certainly Scotland-wide is an easy option for anybody to start the curling. And then moving on to international stuff. You know, we've got a periodic game against the Canadians. They're due to come across in 2023-24 season. And the international competitions, well, potentially for the curling, if it gets anywhere near as big as the golf, will be a fantastic opportunity to bring new people on board, bring new events on board. Quite exciting, actually.
Well, the important bit, Jim, if people would like some more information then from SDGC, how do they go about doing that?
Everything that we've got, phone, email, is done through our website. So if you just do a quick search for Scottish Disability Golf and Curling, I'm fairly sure that within the first couple of search results, we'll be there. There's the usual contact form on the website. There's a full diary, which almost goes through to the end of the year already. And there's lots of information there to read, and it's all accessible as well.
Fantastic. Jim, thank you very much for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Alan. Thanks.